Explaining Moscow's position, the Russian ambassador to the UN said this is a criminal case and outside the UN's jurisdiction.
It was prepared behind the scenes, outside the UN Security Council, and without careful consideration of the various options for a criminal investigation. My experience with tribunals on the former Yugoslavia and Rwanda cannot be called positive. They were lengthy, expensive, and subject to political pressure. It is difficult to explain how the events which a year ago were not deemed a threat to international peace and security have now, all of a sudden, become just that.
The draft resolution called for the international probe into the crash to be completed as soon as possible. But security analyst Charles Shoebridge says that rushing the investigation would be counterproductive.
Investigation presumably is acting with due diligence. It doesn't want to be rushed into finding its conclusions only for more evidence to emerge later that may have to contradict those conclusions. And so therefore one imagines that if there is any concern that the investigation isn't proceeding diligently and efficiently, that there are better ways rather than publicly criticising it in this way than to exert pressure on it. But certainly nobody wants to a rushed solution, a rushed conclusion that then turns out to be defective and can be challenged further down the line.